This is a dictation from Michelle May, Michelle May, date of service is 4/12/2023, date of birth is 2/21/1971. Patient returns for a ongoing pain in the neck and lower back and achiness of the right hand, pain in the both the ankles, especially the right. Overall pain is 8. It varies from 7 to 8. Lower back pain is reported to be 8. The patient had an accident in 1999. The case was closed. She was rear-ended at a high speed with a big truck that snapped her neck, as well as head injury and loss of memory, along with pain that started at the time into her neck, mid-back, and lower back. That has been continuing along with the chest pain, which is costochondritis from the blunt trauma, as well as pain in both knees, both ankle and feet. She had already done a surgery for the both the knees. A Trindle sign, Fallon sign was found positive for carpal tunnel syndrome in both hands. There is no real radiation of any of the pain to the extremities, from neck to the upper extremities or from the lower back to the lower extremities. Patient has been undergoing physical therapy and conservative treatment since the beginning of the time when she arrived here. 8/25/2022. She went through some MRIs that were found positive. She ran out of her medication as she didn't visit us last month. She has not come for her injections except for two epidural injections that were done on 11/4 and 12/22. After that, she has not visited us. Pain level is 8 and ADLs that are affected are 8 also. Patient, it is reported that the work is affected 8, while general activity, mood, walking ability, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 7. 80% relief has been obtained by the patient so far and she feels reasonably good. System review for positive symptom, please look at the chart. For the substance abuse, for compliance history and additional history of last 30 days, please review the chart. Physical examination, blood pressure is 116 over 90, pulse is 98, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is the same copy and paste from previous visit of 1/26/2023. Dictation number is 0131-035. Plan is to request the patient to continue using marijuana. She has been advised about applying for medical marijuana, no problems, for relief of her pain chronically, as approved by the state. She is advised naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Robaxin 500 twice a day for muscle relaxation, lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram daily, melatonin 10 at night, Lyrica 50 milligram at every 8 hours, 90 tablets. Tylenol with codeine number 3 is provided 60 tablets for pain relief. Her mass was reviewed, legs were reviewed, and the patient was advised. Patient did come on February 2nd, 2023, but I myself was undergoing a surgery on that day. So apparently she did come for her injection. We'll reschedule her injection based on the MRIs that we have in our file. It was found that she has a disc bulging from C3-4 to C6-7, an uncomfortable joint spurring, facet arthropathy throughout the scene. In addition, patient is found to have a L5-S1 disc herniation along with ligament F11 thickening and disc space narrowing disc desiccation. And this can be helped by the injection treatment very well. Physical therapy has been ordered to continue as per patient choice. And she is referred to chiropractor earlier. A lumbar pillow was also ordered. Roller walker was ordered. Anyway, the patient is fairly compliant and she will be seen again in 30 days' time. She's scheduling her appointment for LASI at this time. Thank you.